two servants, not a spear length away down the passage. If young Aurus wants to visit me, I have granted him leave. He was my friend in Finpinir, and I don't forget my friends, even the young ones. He must have his lord's leave, but not yours." The Kurgan's face, as he bowed, was remote, as if he'd been scolded, but his eyes danced. Pox shut the door behind him, convinced that the Marikaian were all a heady brew indeed. Leith was watching her, brows raised. "That will explain his visit to all those listening ears." "So I thought." Pox sighed, stretching. She would like to have rested, but felt she could not take the time. She wondered if the Duke would be at the Grange Hall that evening. Yet another tap on the door interrupted her thoughts. Leith answered, opening to a page in royal livery. "Please, I am to give this to the Lady Poxenarian's hand and await an answer." "Here." Pox took the single folded sheet and opened it. The High Marshal Seclus wished a short conference before the evening ceremonies. He would be at the Grange Hall until dinner, if she could find the time. Pox handed the message to Leith, who read it quickly and nodded. Pox turned to the page. "I'll come, of course," she said. "Can you guide us?"
"Yes, lady."
"You'll want your armor," said Leith quietly. Pox smiled at her.
"In the hall?"
"Yes." Leith could convey firmness very quietly, and she did it. Pox did not argue, and retired to the other room, where Leith helped her into it. "I'm coming with you, too," she said, before they rejoined the page.
"As you will," said Pox.
The same High Marshal she had seen in the conference earlier met her at the side door of the Grange Hall.
"If the circumstances of your quest permit, Lady Poxenarian, I would be glad of your participation in tonight's ceremony."
Pox frowned.
"What participation, Marshal?"
"I'm sorry. I forgot that we hadn't met. I'm High Marshal Seclus. I've been attached to the court for about a year. Well, you probably know that the Order of the Bells advances its novices to knighthood at the Feast of Luop. We have a score of them this time, and since it's a Girdish order, with a few exceptions, a trial of arms is part of the ceremony. It would be an honor for the candidates to meet your blade in this trial. Of course, we have other marshals, and senior knights of the order also help out, but..."
"I thought only knights could act in the trials," said Pox.
"Well, of course, but paladins are knights first, and so..."
Pox shook her head.
"No, Marshal, I'm not a knight."
"You? But you must be. I mean, I heard that you were different, but..."
"Marshal, let me explain. I was not at Finpinir long enough to qualify. The Marshal General admitted me to the Order of Paladin Candidate before I was knighted, as is sometimes done."
"Yes, but..."
"And after the expedition to Colobia, I was unable to continue the training. I believe all marshals were informed?"
He nodded reluctantly, it seemed to Pox.
"So I left Finpinir without being knighted, indeed, completely unfit for any such honor."
"But you are a paladin?"
"Yes. By Gerd's grace and the gifts of the High Lord, I am a paladin, but not through the candidacy at Finpinir. Marshal, I do not understand the gods' ways or intent. I know only their commands and gifts."
"I see." He chewed his lip. "I don't know of another case such as this."
"In the event, I might be an embarrassment to you."
"No. No, indeed."
His voice steadied, and he gave her a sharp glance.
"If the gods see fit to make a paladin of you, am I to quarrel with your qualifications?